You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome to Opulent Network Radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Lane, and we are waiting for Reverend Jace to check in. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope everyone is well. We're having some technical difficulties, but we'll get over that. Tonight's topic is, ouch, that hurts. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What does that mean? What does that mean? You know, his catchphrases are awesome. So let's find out shortly what Reverend Jace is talking about as soon as we can pull him in. Meanwhile, I know that you're anxious to know what's going on for the rest of the week. Well, I can't tell you yet because it's a secret. Because as you know, yesterday was Pride. Power and presentation, and we always say don't let your pride get in your way. Don't let that power of your mouth interfere with the blessings that you can receive, and don't let the presentation of what you speak be a misrepresentation of yourself. You know how you can present yourself and people don't understand. Sometimes you just have to back away and stop and think and listen and understand. Most likely, listen. Remember I say, don't just hear what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm waiting on Jace now. I'm just filling in, just trying to keep it going. But since you're on this call, that means you're determined to excel a new change in your life, helping the children in the community, making a commitment to change, changing your mindset, which is definitely important, and embracing these principles that Opulent Network has given you. You know, be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. Be yourself. The only way to win is to jump in and change your mindset. P-A-P-P-A. Positive attitudes produces positive actions at all times. So therefore, what does that mean? You're not a Beyonce. You're not a Jay-Z. You are you. And continue to be you. While doing so, continue to help one another. Each one teach one, love one. As always, we love all of you for listening in and trying to control another board. You guys, you know how I act. You know, Superwoman on duty, on the ball, trying to get Reverend Ace in. Can't get him in. Don't know what's going on, but hey, we'll figure it out. We will figure it out. So we're Opulent Network right here on Blog Talk Radio. Opulent because we prove to excel in all areas. Opulent and why we prove because we are powerful voices everywhere. Powerful voices everywhere. I don't know what's going on. We are having technical difficulties, people, so just tune in and hold on. You know, it always happens because the devil's a liar. We're across the nation from West Coast to East Coast, North to South, spreading love. So go ahead and show someone some love by texting them 347-327-9515 and inviting them on to the greatest unity and community station in the nation, Opulent Network Radio. So now, let me give you some hotline tips, national hotline tips for domestic violence, 1-800-799-7233. Teen date abuse, 800-331-9474. The rape hotline, 1-800-656-4673. And the suicide line, prevention, 800-274-4673. 8255. Let's end abuse in all forms and help save one life one day at a time. If you did not get those numbers, please text me back, 470-798-0941. I'm giving you time to write that down. You got them? I know you got them. If you don't worry. You can get them again at the end. So when the past tries to dominate your thoughts, let your dreams ignite your days. And as Lane says, change your mindset and you will change your soul. Because your mindset is very important. There's things that you can live without. There's things you can do without. You can walk around looking rich and have no money. And you can walk around looking broke and have a net worth. No clue that you are broke. No clue. But, hey, that's what we do. And I ain't going to say we. I'm going to say some people. So are we looking for miracles? Or are we looking for blessings? It's called undeserved kindness. Undeserved. So remember, faith, prayer, meditation is the absolute power to everything in life. If you don't have it, trust and believe, it won't work. You got to focus on looking back to learn and look forward to live. Remember, the mistakes that we made in the past are often lessons for learning to be better in the future. So don't let the present live and prejudge your mindset on preparing for your life to live and to love. Trying to get Ja-Ace on the line, don't know what's going on. Meanwhile, all right, so we are having some technical difficulties, and we're going to keep on going until we can't go anymore. Because the thing about this show is love, and love is everywhere. But you got to have love in your heart. You have to have love in your soul. So without it, guess what? Just a little fig sitting there waiting to sprout. And I told you about foundation. The foundation is the basis of everything. Once you have that strong foundation, you can conquer the world. As you see, we had a black president, and that's something my grandmother said she would never see in her life. But it happened. It happened. Actually, we had two people that were black that ran for president. If you guys remember, you know, I told y'all about black history. No segregation. We don't segregate on that portion of our lives. Why just give us 1 month of the year when we started all the months of the year? We didn't wait to just February to do make a light. We didn't wait until February to distinguish about 105 ways of peanuts. We didn't wait in February to find out that we could build coding. There's so many things that you guys don't know about. They just throw only the certain people, Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman, George Washington Carver, all these names are repetitions. Know somebody else, Hazel Scott. She is the first black woman who played the piano with both hands at the same time. At the same time. Do we know that? No, we don't know these things. We don't know these things because we are so stuck on what society has thrown at us. That's not what we do. You don't do that. So you're allowing them to segregate you and say, oh, you guys only get 1 month of black history. No, black history goes all the way back. Keith Black invented the folding bed. You got Andrew Beard who started the coding. You have so many different types and other people that started something. They may not get credit for it, but they started it. They got a ledger of what happened. That's what we call the Bible. The Bible is what we keep track of. That tells you everything that went on. So someone was keeping track of what is going on. Someone was keeping track of what was going on, so so that we have a history. So we don't. I don't call it Black History. I call it the history. It's the history of the world. Whether it's Black, white, Chinese, Puerto Rican, it doesn't matter. Don't allow people to segregate. Don't allow people to dictate your life. That is what's wrong with society. Especially when it comes to getting knowledge. Feed your faith and your fears will be hungry. And if you start to fall, guess what? The thirst that you want, saturate your mouth and your mind with knowledge. Knowledge and wisdom. See, you can pretend that your brain and your heart work together, but sometimes they work against each other because they're two different entities. See, when you're faced with a decision on what to do, your heart is telling you to go one way, but your mind is telling you to go another. So which way do you do? Sometimes we think with our heads when our hearts are telling us which way to go. P-A-P-P-A. Positive attitude produces positive actions. And with that being said, we are going to, because I don't think Reverend Ace is going to come on, and ouch, that hurts. That is our topic for the night. And since we're having technical difficulties, we're going to close down the show, and we will resume next week. But we appreciate all you listeners for calling in. Again, you know, we have Thoughtful Thursday on every Thursday at 9 p.m. We have Motivational Mondays with Naomi Love at 9 p.m. And then we have Wisdom Wednesdays with the one and only Miss Lane, me, myself. Stay tight and do it right and keep the faith. Make a commitment to your life-changing choices and be positive. So your goal is to change your mindset and your negatives into your positive actions and your positive into greater events. So then your ability to do for your family, your loved ones, your friends is at its highest peak of serenity. I love you all for listening. There is no us without you. Thanks for calling in, and one love. Peace out.